Remembering the simplicity. The practice. Recognizing awareness and what is happening in your experience. The simplicity of the mind meeting experience. Can very naturally understand what is happening. Sometimes Sayadaw says that the meditating mind is simple. When the mind is complicated, when it's planning or remembering or analyzing, that gets in the way of understanding. Yet, in my own experience, the complications happen. It's not like we can stop the complications. We can have this understanding, the simplicity is useful, but when our mind is complicated, it's complicated. And yet, maybe we can know that with some kind of tenderness of heart in acknowledging our experience. Mind is complicated right now. And in sometimes that can have us have a simple mind about complication. I think the tenderness of heart of meeting our challenges is helpful. That is that allowing quality of mind that includes kindness, includes compassion and metta. The tenderness of, oh, this is coming up. This is painful. This is what is happening, and it's dukkha. It hurts. Sometimes that acknowledgement of dukkha when we really get that this is an experience of struggle, of stress. When we stop resisting that and just acknowledge it. Yes, this is what's happening. It's painful. Sometimes the mind can really open and relax around it. At other times, our minds, the mindfulness isn't quite strong enough in that moment to meet the intensity or the level of the difficulty. It feels like our mindfulness is swamped. Just overwhelmed. This happens to most of us at some point. Sometimes just understanding or realizing you're not alone in this kind of experience happening can help. But also recognizing that when mindfulness is swamped like that, it's helpful to see if there's some other way to be. It might be letting go of that particular experience. Distracting yourself with something, maybe music or an activity. Sometimes that can support the mind. And sometimes the momentum of it is so powerful, it still follows us. That's sometimes we have to cultivate a strength there of understanding this is the way it is right now. And we can use our familiar practices if it doesn't feel like the simplicity of awareness can meet experience. Whatever skills or tools you have that support you. It's fine to bring those in. We don't have to try to bludgeon ourselves with this idea of receptive awareness being somehow the end all and be all. It's a tool that supports us at times. And it may support us more often than we would give it credit for. There are times when we're overwhelmed. Perhaps a sense of compassion for oneself there could be supportive. And maybe the recognition of, as I said earlier, you're not alone in this kind of thing happening. And sometimes we can simply settle back and be aware. This simple recognition of experience and trusting that simplicity. It's enough to meet experience when the mind can't hold it. We don't need to be in charge of what is learned or understood. Just available to be there. A simple receiving of experience moment after moment.